Kingdoms are colliding in Africa, and the next generation is at risk. I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. Later this week, the Pope is visiting three countries near a part of Africa known as the Bloodline to Set Free Ministries. Set Free's Dean Vandermeer.
This is where Christianity and Islam meet. This is where all the conflict is. Nigeria, South Sudan, Ethiopia, Somalia. And if you look at how many people have died there in the last 10 years, you'll see an amazing amount. It's in the millions.
Vulnerable kids in this region are highly at risk of exploitation and recruitment by radical Muslims. That's why Set Free is partnering with local Christians to protect them. They're making a difference, and you can too.
You bring in truth to love to these children, and you show them who Christ is, and then they're not going to fall for other things that are simply not true.
Partnerships really can change the world one community at a time. That's what's driving the Chisomo idea in Malawi, a small country in Southeast Africa. Co-founder Noel Musicha explains.
Chisomo is a Malawian word for grace. When we say that in the Malawian language, the idea is not only unmerited favor, even though that is part of it, but it's kind of like the grace to do.
The grace to do what? To flourish, says Musicha. It's the people who have helping people who don't have. The Chisomo idea offers programs that include a little of everything that's a part of healthy community development. But first, there's the gospel.
The very first thing you got to do is you got to educate the heart. And when the heart changes, a lot changes. Because from that flows the things of life, right?
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.